Hello, hello, hello. Anyone listening, wherever you may be, whatever your circumstances may be, I'm Rob Christie. I've been involved in growth and transformation for decades, and during that long and wonderful journey, I've had the privilege of encountering many great teachers. I'm with one of them this morning, my dear friend Jim Hamilton. Jim's written five books, and more importantly, come up with several technologies that have been proven to be of value to any person interested in making meaningful change in his or her life. And Jim, I'd like to focus on one of those technologies, if we could, and that's the mind-based technology that points one in the direction of guidance and source. So, take it away.
Well, Rob, again, always a pleasure to talk with you and share ideas. And again, everybody listening in. So one of the things I did was I worked with my second physicist 2006, 2007. Core resonance was born out of that, and core resonance is a neurofeedback based technology. And I really ran with that from say 2006, 2007 to 2022. And the last article I wrote, in other words, I kept going up and up and up, and I kept taking the whole thing farther because that's what was personally going on with me. And I wrote an article called States of Being as Feeling, which basically what we were doing, what I was doing was I was identifying the state that we're in as we move up the map of consciousness, as we move up in our own consciousness, we carry these different states with us. And elation is one of my favorites. A few days ago, I drove to Prescott. I drove to Costco in Prescott. It was a glorious day, and I had this underlying feeling of joy that was just clear. Clearly, it was clear inside of me. I could feel joy very specifically. It's not anything that I drive. And so I wrote that article, States of Feeling, States of Being as Feeling. And there was actually a half other article I never actually wrote. But I did what I felt like is I topped out with core resonance. And I don't have an audience for core resonance. This is all work that I've developed and this and that. And what I did was I reset core resonance back to Visionaries Lab. Because I wanted to go digital and I wanted to do digital offerings. Like this is all the work we're doing is digital. And so I went back to my roots, which was Visionaries Lab, which I was Visionaries Lab before it was Core Resonance. And I revamped my earlier technologies, which are all mind-based, because I am a product of affirmations and goal setting and all that. And I'm retired by 30 with a 40-foot sailboat and all that, no family money and on and on. I've told the story numerous times. And so what I decided to do, along with what the process of where I was in my learning curve, was to go back to mind-based and affirmations. And so out of that came soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light. And by the way, guidance light is a little bit different from the kind of guidance that becomes available with core resonance. And so what I've come to understand is what I really offer is access to guidance, because as you quiet the nervous system, quiet the mind, plug into what's true, as you plug into source or innate intelligence, whatever you want to call it, one of the things that absolutely becomes available is guidance. And guidance, in our earlier conversation this morning, we were talking about governance. And so governance comes to us as guidance. And so the technology that we're talking about, soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light, is what I've really done is I've taken the concept of the mind, which is generally pretty pretty unruly. Most of us really, I won't say most of us. That's not even remotely a fair statement. But we've all come to learn have the amount of dominion over the mind we have. And successful business people, they've learned how to, get up in the morning and put their tie on and go to work every day, and they do what they do, and they do what they do, and then you make money, and sometimes you invest it well. And so a lot of people make it through life. But the bottom line is harnessing the mind is the beginning of that process. But what we really want to do is learn how to control what the mind broadcasts. And so a lot of people have a lot of different kinds of dissonance and a lot of kind of disorder. And so what they broadcast out into the world, out into the world of God, if you will, is kind of dissonant thinking. And so as we learn how to have authority over the mind, because we're not our mind, we're not our body, we're not our brain, we're actually awareness. But as we learn how to have authority over the mind, we can control, not the best term, but we can influence, powerfully influence the broadcast that comes out of us. So what Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light is about is a mechanism by which we saturate the mind with a specific type of affirmation, which of all things is about our connection with Source. So our broadcast becomes about our connection with Source, and we've now have dominion over what we broadcast. And so, and then you add law of attraction to that. So what you focus on expands. What you broadcast is what you receive back. And so I've come up with a relatively simple way to access the frequency of God. Now, I will say there's a tiny shortcoming in this, and that's because it's a mind-based technology that has certain limitations. Because we're not really moving away from the mind in its entirety, we're actually using it as a tool, and that's why I refer to it as guidance light. But it is far more than most anybody can achieve on their own. And so harnessing the mind by saturating the mind with a certain type of affirmation, which then gets into soaring affirmations and on, is a very powerful technology. And because it can be delivered in a digital manner, that's why I've backed off and moved back to the foundation of my work, which revolved around affirmations and this and that. And I've kicked that whole thing way up. And the scale of order that can become available by just learning how to manage the mind in a really proper manner is huge.
Over the years, talking to different people at, growth and transformation events, I think most anybody who's been involved for any length of time has been exposed to and used affirmations on some level. And I would say a majority of the folks that I've talked to either had mixed results or no results from their efforts in that arena. Why is that the case, Jim?
That's a great question, Rob. It's an important question. So one of the things I say in Visionaries Thrive in All Times, and I do highly recommend that book. There's three ways we create realities. One, by simply resistance to what we don't want, because resistance is actually powerful focus. And then you add an emotional component. It can be really powerful, but the problem is it creates exactly what you don't want. Resistance brings you exactly what you don't want. Because nobody wants, with rare exception, the hate and the anger and the stuff that resistance brings, because it brings you more of what you're already got. And most people would, especially as you wise up a little bit, you want to learn how to let go of what you don't want. But so resistance to what you don't want is one of the ways we create reality. The second way is choosing what we want based on what we don't want. Most affirmations have a foundation of escaping what we don't want. And thereby you're sending out a mixed signal to the universe or the frequency of God or whatever you want to call it, because our prayer, which is whatever comes out of us, our affirmation, our focus, it's all the same. If it's in conflict with itself, you're going to get mixed results, and mixed results often means no results. So visionary mode is the third type of reality creating, and that's where guidance light kicks in, is that we've learned how to move away from escaping what we don't want. And even in our infancy of visionary mode, we're starting to look at the world differently. And frankly, what we want to do is look at the world truer. And if we want to look at the world truer, we're going to look at it in relationship to our connection with Source. And so visionary mode can be about the business you want to build, but it has nothing to do with what you want to escape. And so I think maybe you and I, or maybe an earlier conversation today, when we want what we want, we look to see if the universe gets behind us and kind of fills our wings. In other words, you can want what you want, and if the universe isn't behind it, this was a conversation last night. If what you want in your business plan or your ideal life or your ideal, the next thing you want to do, if you can wait to see if the universe supports it, and if it doesn't, you'll spend a lot of time on something that will take a lot of effort. And visionary mode is quite different. Visionary mode is it's kind of pure thought. It's kind of intuitive based, and it's magical, and it brings you the most fun, the most excitement, the most possibility. And so harnessing that third variation of reality creating, for which the universe becomes a component. And in fact, focus, even if it's pure focus or visionary focus, is still limited because the bandwidth of focus is limited, because it's coming from your mind as focus, and the bandwidth is kind of minimal. But when you move to intention versus focus, you've moved to a broader bandwidth for which innate intelligence can more readily contribute to what you're working on, because it's not unusual to have ideas, and by the time you get to the end result of that idea, it's actually vastly different. But that's the stepping stones of making choices and seeing if allowing brings you even more and even better, because that's kind of the science of the whole thing. You decide what you want, again, preferably not based on what you don't want, but you decide what you want and you try it out and you see how the universe supports it and you allow. And like, I'm big on having a perspective on what I want, and I might hold that decision or that choice for a couple of weeks, and it will morph and become something else, and I will make a new decision based on, because I knew what the last choice point was, and in allowing, that choice point becomes something new, and as I allow that choice point, I will make a new choice or a new decision in the growing of something, and what ends up is often very different from where I started, but generally it has that initial visionary mode, that initial clear point of creation for which it refines itself, and allowing is a big part of that.
Oh, what's the cost of soaring affirmations, abundance, and guidance light? And if someone would like to embrace that proven technology, how do they go about it?
Is this for you, or is this for everybody else, Rob? All right. So first off, prosperity and soaring affirmations, prosperity and guidance light has 100% money back guarantee, which should make it like $15,000 or something, but it's actually $600. And it can be done in three payments. And it's meant to be 100 days of writing a certain type of affirmation, for which you then add a meditation, for which you then add a revision of the affirmation, and that's what becomes a soaring affirmation. And I will say that the stuff that comes out of you is unbelievable. So that's what I set up, is an environment where we learn how to saturate the mind with a certain type of affirmation. We move to a meditation portion. And when that affirmation is revised through our meditation, it becomes what's called a soaring affirmation. And there are things inside of you you never knew were there. And that's what we're doing, is tapping that. And then things start to get interesting.
So my dentist just charged me $1,500 for a crown. And you're telling me for $600 I could learn a technology that has been proven to work in the world of affirmations that would ultimately lead me to the only source that ultimately is going to address any of the things I currently identify as problems. $600.
So that's the way you put it that way, it's embarrassing. I need to bump my prices way, way. Seriously, 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 seriously. How would ever somebody ever take you serious at $600, truthfully? Right? We can, that you can work with different clientele. And ultimately what I'm after is a client base that I'm effective with, that refers me to other clients, because it's all word of mouth. And it's great helping people that have a hard time helping themselves. And in fact, one of the conversations I want to have with you at some point is we want to talk about different octaves of different types of clients and different types of interest, and have different tools for entrepreneurs. And different tools or different presentations for different Tony Robbins probably charges $25,000 for some of his stuff, and he gets a very, very, very alert and attentive audience at those
He
kind of fees.
charges $1 million a year, and 10% of your—I don't know if it's your net or your gross—to counsel business clients, and he's got a waiting list.
And so my point is $600 won't last, because it actually won't last, because you just brought it out in a way where I'm treating the thing as a struggle, and I was telling a story just today. I was a yacht broker for many years, and I sold expensive sailboats. I didn't sell anything less than about 32 feet in general, 30, 32 to about 55. I had a guy came in one day, and he wrote a check for $147,000 for a CNC 41. This is quite a long time ago. That same boat now would be 450. But he wrote a check like that without, he didn't have to write it once or twice. His hand wasn't shaking. He just wrote a check for just flourish. He's used to writing big checks like that. And the fact of the matter is, as a yacht broker or any of these kinds of business, when you work with people that are used to spending money and used to, frankly, the more you spend, the more you expect. And those people shop for who they can spend their money with. As a yacht broker, that's what I felt like. People were shopping for who they wanted to spend their money with as much as what they wanted to buy. Because not only do they write the check, then all the things that have to happen after that have to be pulled off. So they shop for not only what they want, but who they want to buy it from. I'm not making light of the $600 thing, but the truth is, it's vastly, seriously underestimated in its value. And I would encourage people to, and I'm not, this is not a sales pitch. I'm actually being really frank, that to be influential in the world, you need to go where influence is, and then refine people's influence, because frankly, there's a need to make the world a better place. You can say we have forever, and actually, on one hand, we do, and there's no disorder. None of this is in disorder. But the fact of the matter is, we're on the edge of turning our planet into a crispy, crispy tortilla. We're on the edge. The animals are fading away, and our oceans are reaching a point of no return, and our temperatures in our oceans. And we need to ground the frequency of God into the world. We need to do it right about now. Right about now. And we can sit there mamby-pamby around, but if the humans don't pay any attention, and soon, and luckily there's exponential multipliers and all of that, but if we don't pay attention, everybody in Miami is going to be ankle deep in water in no time. And that's very, very, very real. And I don't think people get that. So I'm not so there's 100% money back guarantee on soaring affirmations, prosperity and guidance light. I love working with people. I want to be effective. I want to be efficient. I also want to make a difference in the world. And I'll leave it at that.
How would someone contact you who wants to buy this program and get started?
Yeah, so it does have 100% money back guarantee. The website would be coreresonance.com / soaring affirmations with a hyphen. And that would get you to the page to introduce you to it. You can also contact me at coreresonance.com/contact, for which there is access to email addresses. There's a phone number, though it does go to voicemail. And you can also go to a Google, a Zoom calendar and set up a half hour appointment with me. All of that's free. And what I really want to do is talk to people. But I will have to say that I am relatively serious about what I got in mind, because I'm not just monkeying around. My stuff isn't kind of half-ass based or this or that. And there's a need in the world to start paying attention. And paying attention is about our connection with source. Anything less, anything else, I don't think there's anything else that's effective. If we don't learn how to enable our connection with source, become partnered with source, become exponentially partnered, exponentially contributive by our partnership with source, we're toast as a species. And underneath everything I do is a recognition that if the planet doesn't become heaven on earth at some soon point, we're going to learn the hard way. So go to my website and sign up. 100% money back guarantee. There is no loss. There's no loss, no expense. Just magic.